2. An hour later, Walker stood at the windows in the guest bedroom he'd been given in Dylan Westmoreland's home. As far as Walker could see, there was land, land, and more land. Then there were the mountains, a very large valley, and a huge lake that ran through most of the property. From what he'd seen so far, Westmoreland country was beautiful, almost as beautiful as his spread in Kodiak. Almost, but not quite. As far as he was concerned, there was no place as breathtaking as Hemlock Row, his family home. He'd heard the love and pride in Bailey's voice when she talked about her home. He fully understood because he felt the same way about his home. 13 years ago, a woman had come between him and his love for Hemlock Row, but never again. Now he worked twice as hard every day on his ranch to make up for the years he'd lost. Years when he should have been there, working alongside his father, instead of thinking he could fit into a world he had no business in. But no matter how much he wished it, he couldn't change the past. Wishing he'd never met Kaylin wouldn't do, because if he hadn't met her, there never would have been Connor. And regardless of everything, especially all the lies and deceit, his son had been the one person who'd made Walker's life complete. Bringing his thoughts back to the present, Walker moved away from the window to unpack. Earlier, he'd met Dylan and Ramsey, along with their wives, siblings, and cousins. From his own research, Walker knew the Denver-Westmoreland story. It was heartbreaking, yet heartwarming. They had experienced sorrows and successes. Both Dylan's and Ramsey's parents had been killed in a plane crash close to 20 years ago, leaving Dylan, who was the eldest, and Ramsey, the second eldest, to care for their 13 siblings and cousins. Dylan's parents had had 7 sons, Dylan, Micah, Jason, Riley, Canyon, Stern, and Brisbane. Ramsey's parents had 8 children, of which there were 5 sons, Ramsey, Zane, Derringer, and the twins, Aiden and Adrian, and 3 daughters, Megan, Gemma, and Bailey. The satisfying ending to the story was that Dylan and Ramsey had somehow managed to keep all their siblings and cousins together and raise them to be respectable and law-abiding adults. Of course, that didn't mean there hadn't been any hiccups along the way. Walker's research had unveiled several. It seemed the twins, Adrian and Aiden, along with Bailey and Bane, the youngest of the bunch,